Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you. Thank you, my brothers. You know, I had four sisters growing up, and I loved every one of them and still love all of them. Now, what's so funny about that? Okay. But I always wanted a brother growing up. And I want to tell you, these three right here are as close as any brothers I could ever have here on the planet. And my heart's just a tad tender right now. But that was Brother Shep's favorite song. What a day that'll be. And he used to sit right where Diana was sitting, John. And he joined our church. And then got me in all kinds of trouble with the General Jackson. And then left, you know. But I want to just say this. You know, I love some of the stuff they were. I loved all the stuff they were singing about today, and it's touched some of you older folks. And I want to tell you, there's nothing like the body of Christ. Young people, I'm borderline middle-aged, and older folks. Okay, there's nothing like the family of God. There's that little baby back there, that Jake, Jack. I was going to call him Jake the Snake, so I guess it's good that you named him Jack. But how unbelievably sad it would be for you to hear this group singing about heaven and walk out of here and split hell wide open. There is a real heaven. It's far more real than Clarksville, Tennessee. Heaven is a real place where real people go when they leave here. But I want to tell you, hell is just as real as heaven is. And hell is a real place where people go that are without Christ. You don't hear much about hell anymore. But it's real. The Bible, Jesus spoke 7 times more about hell than he did about anything else. Well, he spoke as much about money and hell as he did about anything. Because he knew we were going to have trouble with both of those. And how unbelievably sad it would be for us to hear about these wonderful songs of heaven. And then you leave here and not wind up in heaven. Brother John Lyda, my pastor growing up, said this. He said, heaven's going to be an unbelievable place. But he said, it's going to be a very surprising place. He said, we'll be surprised by who's there. And he said, we're going to be surprised by who's not there. And last of all, he said, we're going to be surprised that we're there. And I want to share this with you. If you didn't get anything else today, get this. God loves everyone in this room today. There isn't anything that you can do that'll make God not love you. He just loves you. For God so loved the... You can put your name right in there in the middle of John 3:16. For God so loves each one of you. Everyone. And there isn't anything you can do that'll make God love you any less than He does right now. God just simply loves us in spite of ourselves. In spite of ourselves. And my Bible tells me we make something so hard out of this. We get it so twisted and turned around. But my Bible tells me that if I'd be willing to believe in and on Jesus Christ and Christ alone. Now, the Bible word for believes means a whole lot more than just believing it up here. It means believing it and trusting Him down here with all of your heart. If you'd be willing to be whosoever, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in Him. Y'all, the Bible word for believe means a whole lot more than just believing that Jesus is the Son of God. Even the demons believe that. But the Bible word for believe means that you place your whole trust, your faith, your life, all of that, everything that you are, on and in everything that He is. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. And that word perish there means separated. You see, when you die, when you leave here, your body is separated from your soul. And your soul is eternal. And your soul is who you really are. And it goes somewhere else. Well, if you placed your faith and trust in Jesus as your only way of salvation, guess what? The moment you die, your soul, your spirit goes to be with Jesus. How do I do that? With simple childlike faith, with a repentant spirit, and God will give you everything you need to do that. I think most of us in here are probably born again. You've been saved. I don't know that. But I do know this. In every worship service I've ever been in, there's always at least one lost person there. You've heard them singing about Him. You've heard them singing about heaven. And I come here to wrap this up. Don't miss heaven today. People are going to miss heaven by 18 inches. The distance from your heart to your head. Don't you miss heaven today. Don't miss Jesus. And I want to tell you, I got my buddy Blake Parks back here. I didn't even know he was coming. But Blake allowed me to preach up underneath the Jefferson Street Bridge to 1,000 homeless people one Thanksgiving. And we had tons of people come to Christ that night. But I want to tell you, rich folks go to hell, homeless people go to hell. But God will save you from the uttermost to the guttermost. It doesn't matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done, or who you've done it with. And so I've said all of that to say this. What's keeping you from a relationship with Jesus Christ? Have you got that? Well, Pastor, you sound like a broken record. That's all we hear about. How many of y'all have a lost family member? Just about everybody here. How many of y'all know someone that's lost? If you don't know someone that's lost, you need to get out. Because they're all around us. And what I've just shared with you, you ought to be sharing with them. God left you here to share the good news with people. That's why Diana and I came home to Clarksville, to share the good news with all these lost people that we live with. Would you just bow your head and close your eyes? And maybe you don't need to be saved today. Maybe you've already trusted Christ and Him alone. Well, if you've done that, praise the Lord. But we have an altar here, what we call an old-fashioned altar, and an altar is simply a place to leave your burdens, to leave your sacrifice, if you will. And And you ought to be burdened for that lost family member or that lost friend. And I want to ask you in just a moment, when the Green River Trio gets to singing, this is our time of response. Now, if you need the Lord, you need to receive Christ, you by all means, you come. I'll pray with you. I'll pass you to somebody who can pray with you and share Jesus with you, whatever you need to do. But I think the vast majority of us in here need to get serious about winning our family and our friends to Christ. And that begins with a burden in your heart for them. And I want to ask you, just bring that burden to the Lord here at this altar, and you pray for them that they would come to Jesus Christ before it's too late. And then you ask God, while you're here praying, to use you to do whatever needs to be done, so that your family member doesn't wind up in hell but gets to heaven with you. Father, this is our time of response. This is our time of invitation. You are calling people to repent and to seek your face here today. And so God, as my brothers sing, I pray that you would open up this altar, and that you would hear and see and taste our tears for our loved ones who are outside of Christ. Burden our hearts, God, for what's burdened your heart. Help us, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.